My guest at this time is Grover Norquist. He's president of Americans for Tax Reform. We've asked him to offer his thoughts today on the release of the proposed fiscal year 2013 budget from House Budget Committee Republicans, and it, of course, was authored by Chairman Paul Ryan. And Mr. Norquist, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you.
All right, let's dig into the Ryan plan here a little bit. He says this is one that he says will make a simpler, fairer, more competitive tax code. He wants to reduce corporate and marginal rates, but at the same time, get rid of a lot of the loopholes or deductions, depending on how you like to describe those. Based on what you've been able to evaluate so far, is this a good or a bad deal for American taxpayers?
Well, it's a tremendous step forward. Look, if America is going to avoid being Greece, there is only one way to do that, and that is the Ryan budget plan. Unlike Jack Kemp's Kemp-Roth bill, which was unidimensional, it was just cutting marginal tax rates. Very important, key step forward, must do, turn the country around. But the Ryan plan is not only reducing marginal tax rates from, you know, the 45% that Obama wants them to be in 2 years to 25% corp, business, and individual, but also it reforms the entitlements so that they'll be there for people 20, 30, and 50 years from now without bankrupting the country.
Grover, are we at the point, given our fiscal health or lack of it right now, that this does need to be multidimensional, or could this be done piecemeal so that people might not see this and be shocked by all the big changes coming?
Oh, well, I think one of the things that Paul Ryan does is he sets up an alternative tax structure. So if you like the present tax structure with all its deductions and credits, and you've organized your life around them because that's what the government told you to do, you can stay right where you are. If you want to move over into a new tax code with a top rate of 25% and fewer deductions and credits, then you can do that. So I think that Ryan has made radical, meaning basic and key, and structural reform as friendly and unfrightening and easy to adapt to as possible. And the reforms he talks about for 77 major welfare programs are exactly what we did when Bill Clinton signed welfare reform, which even the liberals now say that they're happy with. And that is to send it out to the states, block grant it, let the states handle it. Saved a lot of money, got a lot of people off welfare dependency, made the world a better place, and all of the liberal critics were wrong in all the things that they said would happen if we reformed welfare. So why not also reform food stamps and Medicaid as we've already done welfare?
You have often told me and others, Grover, that one of the things that needs to happen here is for the government not to raise taxes more. In fact, they should probably be cut, and that to balance the budget or at least get close to it, you need to cut spending. That's the problem, or the side of the problem where action needs to be taken. Over the next 10 years, Ryan proposes cutting about $5.3 trillion from projected spending, of course, not from where we are right now. How big of a dent is that? Too aggressive, not aggressive enough, or right about where it should be?
Oh, I think it's right where it should be in terms of where we are now. If we elected a overwhelming Republican Senate and President next year, we might be able to do even better than that. But that is enough of a signal to the world, to capital markets, to Americans, that we are really determined to do a U-turn on the present road to serfdom. Ryan takes the 25% of the economy the federal government is consuming right now and brings that down to below 20% in 10 years. So it's reforming and restoring America back to where it was before Obama started beating it with a baseball bat.
The president, of course, is the only Democrat who's put forth a budget this year. The Senate has yet to do that and probably won't based on the comments Harry Reid has made. So as you compare the Ryan plan to the Obama plan, I know you don't have all day, but what do you see as the fundamental differences from where these two leaders stand?
Well, what Obama's doing is he says, my goodness, we're driving off a cliff. Let's keep going. He does not turn things around. He does raise taxes, but all he does when he raises taxes is he continues to have trillion-dollar deficits with higher taxes on rich people, which kind of gives away the game. He says that he's only going to tax, you know, a few rich people, but when he taxes higher-income Americans, there's not enough money. He's still $1 trillion every year short. in balancing his budget. So either he never balances the budget, we go spiral endlessly into debt, or he has a secret plan that he'd prefer not to share with you about how he's going to loot the middle class. And we all know that's the value-added tax. That's what Europe does, and that's the model that he's been working on.
Grover Norquist is president at Americans for Tax Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America. Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.